Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody!
Gloria, touching me. Gloria, touching me.
Martin Woodard, and this is Hope Victorious, and we're live every Tuesday at 1 o'clock from 1 to 1:30, so just come on in, come on in, hallelujah. Be sure to share this broadcast as well. Let folks know that I'm on. You can go to my Hope Victorious page, and you also go... Hi, Jada Mercedes, and you can go to the Instagram, Hope Victorious, the number 2, Twitter, Hope Victorious. Everything is Hope Victorious, y'all. So I'm just waiting for some more folks to hop on. Here we go. We're live. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. So shit is broadcast, and let folks know that I'm on. How about it's so cold outside, and it's getting cold. It's getting cold. How are you, Jada, today? Man, so I do bless God for you all. Today our topic is keep in mind. Keep in mind you knowing who you are, and keep in mind that you are somebody. Amen? Amen. Hi, Darlene. Amen. Amen. So I do bless the name of the Lord. Come on in, you guys. We are talking about keep in mind. I am so blessed. You all have to come out on December the 7th. I am having a motivational workshop for those who are international. If you inbox me on either my Hope Victorious page or Instagram or through my email, hopevictorious2@gmail.com, I will send you a link where you can be a part on that day. Amen? So inbox me so I can send you a link to be a part. Now, I'm not talking about the folks that's in Philly, Delaware, New Jersey. I'm talking about the ones who are international, through Switzerland, Dubai, and Michigan, and Chicago. Hi, Sandy. Yes. Also, I'd like to say congratulations to Sister Mutchison having a grandbaby, Danetta. Oh, yes. So, we bless God for her bundle of joy. So, you guys, we are going to keep on moving, shaking up some stuff. So, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Lift up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, God, for today, and I thank you for every day, God. Remove me, Father God, while you rise up on the inside of me, Father God. And I thank you for, Lord, just speak loud. Speak loud through me, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen, amen. I want to say happy Veterans Day to everybody, and thank you for your service. Amen. Amen. So let us begin.
Catherine.
Hi, this is Catherine. So we're going to come from John chapter 8 on today. Woo! Child, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. John chapter 8, beginning with the 34th verse. So check out my Facebook page for an Instagram for the information for the flyer, a motivational workshop when wintertime comes. Amen. That's going to be from 10 to 12. Not going to hold you guys long. Reverend Pamela Sills will be one of our speakers. Just so excited. Yay, yay, yay. So just tune in, okay? So we're going to go. And John chapter 8, verse 34 says, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth in the house forever. But the Son, hallelujah, abideth forever. The Son, S-O-N, the Son, Jesus. If the Son, therefore, shall make ye free, ye shall be free indeed. Like the kids say, period. I know Jaron said it. You know, you young, so you know that type of language. Amen. So I'm just saying to you all, it's so amazing. And verse 37 says, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my words have no place in you. Mm-mm-mm. Lord have mercy. And verse 38 says, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Isn't that amazing? But let's just stop right there. And so that was verses John chapter 8, verse 34 through 38. I love it because as I was researching the scriptures and I thought about this, something, because on today, we've got to keep in mind that we are set free. Sometimes we keep our own self in bondage through different things, not wanting to be let go because it's a comfortable place where we are. So when things are comfortable for us, we, no matter how rough it is for us, sometimes we stay because it's a comfortable place for us. And as I was reading, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were like know-it-alls. They were like scholars, and they knew everything. But it's amazing how some folks know everything and still in bondage. They know everything but don't know Jesus. Amen? Well, Jesus was telling them, he was telling the Pharisees, if you knew who I was, you know, if therefore the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. He was not talking about S-U-N, the Son in the sky. He was talking about him, because he's the one who will deliver you from your sins. He's the one that will save you so you can have eternal life. Amen? So they were right before, but because they knew it all. You ever know some folks that just know everything? You can't tell them nothing because they know everything? Well, that's how the Pharisees were. And they said, we Abraham's seed. Yeah, he said, you may be Abraham's seed. He said, but you seek to kill me. Abraham was a mighty man of God. And he was not, he would never have, even though Jesus came after Abraham died, but because he had the same values and the same morals and the same knowledge of and loving God, he would have never killed his son if he still would have been living after Jesus came. He said, you say you're his son, but you seek to kill my life. You seek to take my life. Amen? And what they did not like is because Jesus spoke the truth. He had all kind of miracles. Another thing, they didn't have the understanding. And sometimes when we're ignorant to different things, we get angry and think we have the right way because we don't know everything. And they was ignorant in terms of not knowing, you know, who Jesus was. And even when Jesus tried to tell them who he was, they still didn't receive it because they were stuck on their forefathers. And this verse, what really stuck out to me was verse 38. He said, I speak that which I have seen with my father. So Jesus spoke what he seen with his father. Amen. He said, but ye do that which ye have seen with your father. So they actually was traveling according to how their forefathers, you know how we those generational curses that need to be broken, amen. So they started on acting out according to their father, according to their relatives, according to what their forefathers did. But what about following the right way? See, they thought they had the right way because of what their fathers and what their parents showed them or taught them. But Jesus had the right way because what his father taught him. Amen? So it's amazing how we get so hung up in generational stuff that happens to us. But you can't tell me somewhere down the line our forefathers, our grandparents, our mother fathers, our siblings have done stuff that we know what was wrong, and we refuse to come out of that and make a change within our family because we're like, uh-uh, I'm going to do what they did. Uh-uh. So that's what Jesus was trying to tell them. You're doing what your fathers did. Amen. But if you knew who I was, you would be free. You would be free from those bad habits. You would be free from that adulterous relationship. You would be free from acting out and gossiping and cussing everybody out in bad attitude and that sinful Jesus Christ. We don't know who we are. So he was trying to tell these Pharisees, do you know who I am? You don't even know who I am. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Put a period on that thing. It's done. It's over. Ye shall be free indeed. You will be free from all that sin nature. You will be free so when you leave this earth, you will have eternal life with Jesus if you want to be free. But you don't want to be free because the truth is right before you. Sometimes the truth be right before us, and we don't even care. The truth be right there before us, and we still ignore what's in front of us. God said, I made a way out of no way for you. I made a way of escape, and we still go down that same road. God said, I don't want you to go out tonight, but when that phone rang, don't answer it. You still pick it up. And if you know that's a sin, a weak nature for you, then don't do it. I remember someone once told me that if you know you have been delivered from something, don't socialize or even surround yourself around those things or people or places that you knew that would draw you in. Because you could get some folks to be like, oh no, God delivered me, I'm strong. Mm-mm. Let me tell you something. Clubbing used to be my thing. Amen, right, Sandy? Clubbing used to be my thing. So why would I put myself in that atmosphere if I know that I'm going to be drawn to it when I know God delivered me from it? And I'm not saying this wrong with clubbing. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if I want to be delivered from something, why would I go back down that same way, which would draw me because I knew that was a weakness for me? Amen. So no, I'm not going to go to a bar. And yes, I may go to an event that's not like a club setting but still have a great time, but I'm not going to be drawn to the things. For instance, if I know that I have a gambling problem, why would I go down to the casinos just to walk the boardwalk? Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm going to just walk the boardwalk. Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you something. I ain't crazy, amen? So I don't go or surround myself with things I know have been delivered from when I know that things used to be a weakness, that it may be some things that we may have been delivered from, but it's not really a weakness of ours. Amen? So even though I may not drink any more alcohol, I can still be around my friends who have a glass of wine. That wasn't a weakness, but it would draw me back in. I'm okay with that. Now, have me walk past a bar or a club scene, you may see me up in there thumping the floor down. You know what I'm saying? Because that used to be a weakness. So what I'm saying is that don't surround yourself or do things that you know that's just going to make you go backwards, go make you go backwards 10 steps. You know a person walk up to you and you see that energy that they have and you know you're going to wind up cussing them out. Don't go down that road. Avoid that person. Avoid that situation or that thing. Well, sometimes the truth could be right before us and we don't even see it because we don't want to see it, or we want to live in a certain way because our forefathers or our parents, how they used to live. But sometimes how they used to live may not be good for you. So you don't have to live that way, but we find a time, we find things that's comfortable for us, so we stay there. No, you got to come out of that place where you're in and just know that Jesus is before you, and he's the one that want to make you free, and you shall be free indeed. Like Sam put approval on that thing. That's what he said. That's what he said. You shall be free indeed. So you have to get rid of all those past bad behaviors that you used to have and make a change to want to come out of that thing. Sometimes we stay stuck because we want to be stuck. We don't want nobody to push us out. Yeah, there's some times where I don't want to get out of bed. And yes, I want the covers just to, you know, cover me up and don't get up. But guess what? I got to get up because if not, I'll die. I'll die in that space. And sometimes you don't always die physically, but spiritually you just die. So you got to come out of that place where you are and keep in mind that you are somebody, that you are beautiful, that you are wonderfully and fearfully made, that you are powerful, that you are victorious. You are victorious. You are. And you got to know that you're victorious and accept those. Start, my mother says she's going to start giving my daughter words to post all around, you know, and it's good with affirmations, when you keep repeating stuff over and over again, you know, so you will know who you are. Stand up strong, dear soldier, and know who you are through the Lord Jesus Christ. When you got to end relationships, when you got to end certain places you have been, then just end it and do it within the name of Jesus. Amen. So that's why he said, and therefore the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. So he told these Pharisees, you caught up on what your fathers used to do, but what about what the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to do? It's their way of thinking that was so messed up, and they didn't even know that salvation was right there for them. don't know what they're talking about, but they don't know when the truth is right there before them. Amen. So just keep in mind that God is faithful and he loves us, and he loves you. So he wants you to keep in mind that you are set free, that you are delivered, even though you feel like you have not been set free. Amen.
Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Camille.
Hi, Cousin Camille.
Nene Miller.
Hi, Nene Miller. How are you? Amen. Amen. So I'm just saying to you, I'm coming from John chapter 8, and I came from the 34th verse, but my key scripture on today was verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Most of us are already free, and we don't even know. We already free from that depression. We already free from being oppressed. We already free from that cycle of that generational cycle that people still. And that's another thing. People hold all kind of stuff over your head. You know, if you read up a little further in the scripture, John chapter 8, it was the woman that was caught in adultery. And they brought this woman to Jesus. See, people will label you and keep that over your head. Even when God delivered you, it's amazing how folks still remember your past. You know, you done went on, got saved, cleaned yourself up, and they still back there what you did years ago or what you did 2 months ago or last night. You know, that's why when God sets you free, you shall be free indeed. So it don't matter what folks think, because folks are always going to say something about you anyway, but you got to know who you are through Christ Jesus and know that you're more than a conqueror and know that you are victorious through this walk with Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus was trying to get these Pharisees to know. These know-it-all. I'm right here giving you salvation, and you stuck on what your father said. Okay, but you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm right here before you. Let me tell you something. When I see things before me and I know with God, I jump with my ass. God, to clear my mind, God, give me clarity. I don't know everything. And when you just surrender and give yourself to God, he's able to pour into you and to minister to you. But you got to remove that pride, what you don't know. No, I don't know everything. I Google, I research, I ask questions, and that's how you got to be. So you can't get so hung up on thinking you know everything or your pride getting away because you don't want to let folks know what you don't know. Amen? Jesus was, and these Pharisees were know-it-all. They knew everything. They were nobles, you know. They were scholars, you know, so they knew everything. But what they did not know that Jesus was standing right before them. Don't get so hung up on all your credentials where you miss the mark, where you miss that Jesus is standing right before you. Amen? My lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. Let me just go back and see. Because y'all know me. I will be talking and talking and talking. But the Lord is so mighty and so good. And that's one of the things that I'm going to post, too, is keep in mind. Keep in mind that I'm set free. Keep in mind that I'm delivered. Keep in mind that I'm not going back with those same behaviors or going back how I used to be and how things that I used to do. I'm keeping in mind that Jesus is the reason. He is the reason. He's the reason for the season of Christmas. He's the reason for every season that there is. Jesus is the reason. Amen? Well, I love it that I am set free on today because for so long I was in a place where I felt like I was in bondage. If you want to press one, I'll take your call for those who are called in. But I was in a situation where I felt like I was stuck. It felt like I couldn't get out. But then, how about I was already out, but my mind was still in bondage to that thing. And even though Jesus set me free, I had to catch up to my body because my mind was and my thoughts were still in bondage when God already set me free. Amen? So I was still wrapped up into it, still wrapped up in being depressed, still wrapped up in being down, but God already delivered me and set me free. But I couldn't because my mind was telling me that I was still back there, but my body was out because I was still moving, because I separated myself. So I had my mind, my thoughts had to catch up to me physically that I am set free and that I moved past where I was. So don't feel like you haven't been set free because you feel like you're still in bondage. You got to believe that thing. And you got to believe that Jesus has already set you free. You got to believe that if he said it, he will do it. He's not a man that he shall lie. Mm-hmm. So if he set you free, you are free. You are free. You're free indeed. Amen? So don't start doubting yourself that nothing happened and I don't see a change and it feels like I'm still in that place. You got to speak life into yourself. You got to speak that I'm out of that situation. transformation. My mind has changed. I'm not the same anymore. My mind, my thoughts, the way I move, where I go, everything has changed. But you got to allow it. You got to allow the change to come. And don't be so stuck on familiar places and familiar things when God is calling you out of those familiar things and familiar places. You got to start surrounding yourself with some folk that's different than you, that's even smarter than you, and come out of that crowd that you're hanging around, because you can't grow when you stay stuck in that same crowd all the time. Especially when they think like you, they act like you. You want folks that don't think like you and act like you. Your circle should be a mixture of people that are all different type of personalities. Because if everybody's thinking like you, just like the Pharisees, what? They done lost out on salvation. Why? Because everybody thought alike. All their relatives thought the same way, even when the truth was right before them. But they didn't even open up their minds to even grasp that Jesus is here to save me. He loves me. He loved me. He loved me and wanted to deliver me. But they couldn't even see it because they were holding on to what their forefathers said and what their forefathers did. And Jesus said, well, I'm doing what my father told me to do. Amen? So don't be so hung up on how everybody in your family is living and you feel like that's the way you're to take, especially when you know the truth, especially when you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, especially when you know that he died on the cross for your sins, that you may have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, especially when you know the truth. So you don't have to follow their ways when you know the truth for yourself. But you're doing it because of what they did. No, do it with what Jesus said. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. What would Jesus do? So these Pharisees wind up losing out on salvation, wind up losing out on Jesus, some of them. Why? Because they didn't know the truth, and the truth was right there. They were so stuck on with their fathers. How, amen. My mama said they didn't accept the truth. They didn't accept it because they were know-it-alls. They already know everything. So they wouldn't even accept it. But I'm not saying all of them, but some of them wouldn't even accept it. Hallelujah. Wouldn't even accept it. But I'm telling you on today, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Ask him to come into your heart and save you so you may have everlasting life. So when you leave this place on earth, you will go to heaven. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Who the Son set free is free indeed. He will make you free. And one thing I love about God is salvation. Salvation is made safe, preserved, security. So you will never lose your salvation. Mm-hmm. Once you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he has raised his Son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I don't care if you wake up tomorrow and feel like you're not saved, because it's not about your feelings. It's a faith thing. For by grace that you say through faith, and that not of yourself, for it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's a faith thing, not a feeling. Because you can wake up one morning and not feel like you're saved. But you got to believe on it, because it's a faith thing. A faith thing that you have to believe. Amen? Amen. Hi, Nicole. Yes. Hi, Renee. Hey, Evangelist Renee. Amen. So just know that the Lord loves you, and just know that he is here for you. And even when it feels like this path that I'm walking on, Father, it feels like everything is coming up against me. But if God is for you, who could be against you? Huh? Who could be against you if God is for you? But you got to put those words into some action, because sometimes we even get to a point where we become angry with God because our life is going in a different direction than we expected to go. And then sometimes we be angry with God when some of our loved ones went home to be with the Lord. Yeah, I could have been in a place, too, with my dad or my grandparents, but I got to a place where I was thankful that God even allowed me to be with them as long as he did. And I think about all the good times that we had and cracked up, because my family is hilarious. So when I get sad, I wind up cracking up at something that I can hear them saying, amen? But I want to encourage you on today. Know that Jesus is here to save you, and I know that he loves you. Know that he is here for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, even when man put you down. God would never put you down. He would never fail you. But, oh, yeah, man will fail you now. When I say man, I'm saying like in a general sense, male and female. Yeah, they will fail you, but God would never fail you. My mama told me years ago, stop putting your so much trust in man. You're not supposed to put confidence in no man, because, see, man will fail you, but God would never fail you.
He will never fail you. Amen. So I have time for one call. If they want to press one, I'll take your call. If not, we're going to close out. Amen.
Shanae.
But I'm just here to tell you that just be encouraged on today. Know that God loves you. Keep in mind that you are beautiful. Keep in mind that he has already set you free. Keep in mind that you are already courageous. You are already outstanding. You are already victorious, even when you don't feel like you are. Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, yes, you are. You are victorious, and you got to believe it, and you have to know it. Amen. So we're going to pray out. I so enjoy. Love you guys. For those who can make it on December the 7th, amen. You're welcome to come. I want you to come out, amen, from 10 to 12. My mom said I still have some more time left. Amen. So I'm going to just keep going on. No, nobody pressed one, Mom. My mom is my technician. She like, you got a couple minutes left. She want me to keep going down to the minute of amen. So on the day I talked about, I came from John chapter 8, and I talked about Jesus and being around the Pharisees. And the Pharisees was right there. They were know-it-all, thought they knew the way. But Jesus was right there, and he was telling them the way. He was showing that he is the one who will set you free. For if therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And they got them out. They didn't accept it. They didn't acknowledge it because they were stuck in what their father said or what their fathers did, even though the truth was right there before them. That's why I talked about generational curses. And it's up to some of us and our families to break that cycle, to break that generational curse so that another loved one will come down with the same bad habits, with the same behavior. You know, whatever that curse may be, you know, God is here to break that curse. Amen. So they were so stuck on what their fathers did in the past, they couldn't even see Jesus right there before them. Couldn't even see him and didn't even accept him. Just like sometimes we don't accept that we deliver from suicidal thoughts because you got to start thinking some positive things. You know how you deliver because you're still breathing. You didn't take your life, even though you may have those thoughts, but think on good thoughts. Think on good thoughts, pure thoughts. Amen. Believe God that you delivered. Believe God that you are set free. Believe God that all of that stuff is in your past. Believe God that relationship that you was in, that it's done, it's over. When the phone ring, don't answer. So you got to start putting some works or some steps into action just so Jesus, so you can be free from that. Amen? Amen? So let us pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Lord, I love you so much, dear Lord. I thank you for your word on today, God. Lord, I ask that, God, if you would just keep everybody in perfect peace, Lord God, if you would just continue to touch and minister unto their spirits, Lord, dear Lord God. Lord, we are victorious in you, Father. And we thank you for being so mighty. And we thank you for being so powerful, God. And, Lord, you said in your word, if therefore the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The Son, which is the Son of God. And we the Son of God. And we we thank you, Lord. Touch everyone here on this line, Father God, on this broadcast. You send our word in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your Son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And touch my mother, my technician. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a good day. Go in peace. Hi, Sister Murchison. I told everybody, congratulations to you and your baby, Janetta's baby. Amen. So God bless you all. I see you all on next Tuesday. Amen. And Nicole,